Yo, welcome back to another episode of Basement Warriors. Let's chop it up. I'm Aaron.
I'm Bond.
And today's conversation, we're going to talk about peace, protecting your peace. So, first, what does peace mean to you?
When you asked me this for the rundown, I didn't know how to answer this. I'm still at a loss on how to particularly answer this question. Mm-hmm. But you were talking about like keeping your zen. The best way, I think, is to make sure to not let the outside noise leak in. So, like, especially when you have a goal or you have something that you're trying to accomplish, like we're having YouTube and we're trying to do content in general, mm-hmm. like we're posting all these platforms, I know there's going to be smaller voices that are coming in, like maybe this ain't working. We've been at it for almost a year now.
Yeah,
we haven't got like a big
like massive moment.
Big moment, but we've been having, we've been inching forward, you know. Every few months, we might get a new couple of subscribers. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you're going to have those voices, those real, real small voices. Yeah. Obviously, 300 subscribers is a big milestone. A lot of people don't even accomplish it. 300 videos, big milestone.
Yeah.
How many podcasts we have? Five?
This is episode five.
Episode five. This is already a big milestone for us. So it's just the little voices. Maybe this ain't going to work. Mm-hmm. Are we not doing it correctly? The regret that maybe we shouldn't have posted the other videos, maybe delete them. But just knowing that we're accomplishing certain goals and not letting those voices creep in, because we still come here every day, we still record, whether we do want to or not. Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest, for my piece, just don't let any of the outside noises cloud my judgment.
All right, so next question I ask is, like, how do you protect your peace? And you can think on that, you know what I'm saying? For me, I like protect my peace by, like, not indulging in, like, bad shit. Yeah, like, I don't want to say just a confrontation, but it's like, I'm not letting other people's negative thoughts get into my thing. I don't want to get influenced by other people's emotions. Because some people are like, come to you and they got all this stuff going on in their life, you know what I'm saying? But that's their life, you know what I'm saying? Like, they not doing nothing to protect their peace. Me, I can't sit there and just dwell in that, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to do things like meditation, praying helps, journaling. I always speak on journaling. Like, those are things that bring me peace, like a calm state where I can just, like, relax. Say if it was a stressful day, meditation is good. You know what I'm saying? Just going somewhere and just debriefing, if you will. Like, just, like, releasing that, the stress, you know what I'm saying,
the day. I didn't mean to cut you off, but I actually want to comment on that meditation, because you told me this multiple times, meditation, quiet room, thoughts to yourself. That's why for today, this podcast, right? You were telling me the topic we were going to talk about. I didn't know what to do, and I was kind of like, just said, let's do it. Let's just go. Let's do the same topic. Doesn't matter. Because when I'm by myself, I kind of have an opposite. I kind of stress more when I'm by myself. And the voices get louder and louder and louder when I'm by myself. And I've never been able to fix that or handle that properly, except just take action. I've just been taking action. When I realize that I'm thinking hard, like things that are going wrong, I'm thinking in my mind things that are worse than it's actually going to happen. These things will probably never happen ever. I've been through this, like, it could be something I've already done over and over and over and over again, just like podcasts. Now I'm thinking, oh, what if I can't answer something? What if I'm just sitting here and I can't do anything? You know, I just start to take action rather than just sit there and think to myself, because I still can't fix it. I don't know if that's just like, maybe I'm doing meditation wrong.
I mean, is this how do you meditate? Like, have you actually tried it? Like, just sitting there?
I've definitely tried it. I don't think I'm doing it properly. But I just, it's hard to get in a state where I kind of have a self-reflection when I'm meditating. I don't know if I'm supposed to get an epiphany from meditating.
No, it's really, bro, just like trying to just breathe. Focus on breathing. Try that. You know, when I meditate, what I do is I like breathe. So I start off with like 10 real big deep breaths. After that, I inhale for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, release for 5 seconds. You know what I'm saying? And I focus in on that. That kind of quiets those dumb thoughts that come through your mind. Like, when you are meditating, I don't know if y'all meditate, but, like, it'd be like some stupid thoughts that'll just randomly cross your mind. And that's normal, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's just like focus on your breathing and just lock in. And like, you know, if you are going through something that's like stressing you out, just like, you know, get to a place of like acceptance. This mm-hmm. is the situation. How can I get out of this? You know, I'm thinking like that. Like, okay. You know,
because the reason, this is the reason I was so skeptical on the peace topic mm-hmm. is because I'm a very, very anxious person. Mm-hmm. And when you said we're going to talk about peace, how do you find peace? I don't think technically I found peace yet in myself mm-hmm. because I have a very, very, I don't know how to word this, like a loud, I'm loud in my head. Like it's never, I've never got quiet, especially if something's approaching like a big task, mm-hmm. An event, a fight, competition, anything. I've never got that, okay, I'm calm, I'm not nervous, I'm not anxious, the mm-hmm. voices have stopped. I never got to that point. Even now, you know, I've been competing for years.
Yeah.
But I've never got to that point where I just finally
can just
it's just now that I'm working on my mindset a lot and mentality.
Mm-hmm.
And I just realized I just have to take action. Because once I take action, the voices diminish a lot. Because it's like it's never that bad. A lot of things I've done isn't that bad, but it's just like let's just say a camp, right? A fight mm-hmm. camp, I'll be stressing the whole 3 months. Or like if we train that, like we train the 3 months or 2 months, I'll be thinking about, okay, what could go wrong? If I do meditate or find some type of like peace, it's only for a second. Mm. It's never, I never got like a long instance of peace. You know, I'm not really sure. I could be just meditating wrong, or maybe meditation isn't for me. Maybe I have to find something else that'll calm me down, or just to close out those noises. You know, it never really, really ends.
Have you ever tried like affirmations, like just talking to yourself, like especially like say you got a competition coming up.
Yeah.
Sometimes like just walking and talking, you know what I'm saying, may help. Like, yeah, we got this. You know, I'm locked in. You know, I'm gonna mm-hmm. do this. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna achieve this. I can do this. Like, you know, just being like giving yourself a prep talk, if you will. Yeah. That's how you can look at it. Have you ever tried those things? Like,
again, I think I'm just not doing it properly. I think that's a big thing because mm-hmm. it's kind of like, not. I don't want to say I get overwhelmed by the voices.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking like I'm schizophrenic or something.
No. They came out of the trees, man. I'm like, this
motherfucker. Talk to me right now. He's telling me something right now. But I don't want to put that word anxiety or anxious mm-hmm. because I don't want to abuse that word because a lot of people abuse that word. And I don't think that's what it is because if I had anxiety or anxious, I'd be anxious about everything, even minimal tasks. It's not minimal tasks that I get anxious for. It's things that I haven't done already yet or if it's a big, something mm-hmm. that's big that's coming up on my nerves.
Yes.
You know, not that I don't do it, but I feel like sometimes it hinders me sometimes.
And I feel like you may be getting like lost in the thought of it, you know what I'm saying? Because, mm-hmm. like you say, you still put the action into it. It's not like you just running away from it, but it's like the overly thinking of it as it's approaching. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
it's like a battle. It's like,
yeah. Man, and that's understanding that that's normal, though, right? You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? When you going out for a competition or you finna go do something that, you know, it's a big task, you gonna feel those. Those little jitters, like, all right, you know what I'm saying? Like, what is this?
Oh, they be jitters.
But it's just like.
They be big jitters. Like, hey, little jitters.
I can imagine.
They big jitters, especially a big competition.
Yeah, like, I can imagine.
It's big jitters. But, my bad.
But it's accepting that and finding the peace within that. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how you're going to have to go through the storm. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Just like, okay, this what it is. I can only control myself, so it's like, let me get to a mm-hmm. calm state so I can bring my full attention to this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's finding that, though. You have to, you know what I'm saying? Because it'll keep you grounded. It won't have you, like, so, like, you mm-hmm. know, antsy in a way, you know?
Because that's kind of where I said I take action now. It's mm-hmm. more like, now when we start working on mindset, we start talking about David Goggins, the long runs, like the no music.
Yeah.
I started to understand, like, everybody gets this nerves. It's not just me that gets these nerves. Everybody gets the nerves. So mm-hmm. I'm just going to have to, like you said, just jump into the storm. I'm learning that because I'm able to perform at a higher level with this because I used to fold. I used to have these jitters going in.
And it'll take over.
And once I'm there, it'll take over, especially if it gets a little bit hard. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit of a struggle. All right, I'm going to say I'm a bitch. I don't think a lot of people aren't going to understand this unless they've been in competition, and specifically wrestling or jiu-jitsu, right?
Right.
So whenever I was young, when I was younger, I used to... This, I was telling you, I had a real, real loud. I was worried anything go wrong. People were watching me. They're going to be like, oh, I'm bad. Like, I used to think about how people look, how I looked when I was performing, right?
Right.
Jiu-jitsu, karate, whatever it was. So when I wrestled, the voices lasted from the day we knew about the competition, during a cutaway, all the way until I was about to walk out for the match. Like, it was time to walk and shake hands. That's super, super stressful because it hinders my preparation because I'm worried about it the whole time. So I used to be standing next to the guy because of wrestling. You see the guy you're next to, and you have to go to the table, and they call you up, and you put your straps on. They tell you your name. Is this you? You're green, you're red, and you walk out there, right?
Okay.
I kid you not. I used to be over there staring at the guy, right? I'll stare at him. I'll look him up and down, you know, size somebody up. I'll look at his calves. If his calves bigger than mine, I'm like, oh, my God. If his arms big, I'm like, oh my God, he about to be strong as fuck. Or like, you know, but like I said before, everybody's nervous.
Right.
But a lot of people try to hide it better than others. Like, they try to look raw. And then when I see, I used to really engage it. I used to like, really like, I'm like, okay, he looking like small to me. I got this. But if the nigga was doing one of these, you ever see like,
they like power hit themselves.
Or their coach watching them, I'm like, oh my.
Yeah, coach, I don't think I ain't ready for this one, coach.
But it's funny because it doesn't really matter how the majority of losses I've had when I was younger, I was better than I got because I've been wrestling since I was a kid. When we got to high school, I had losses, but it was like to random guys and strong guys. Random guys that never even wrestled before. Not wrestled before. Hold on, I wasn't that ass. People wrestled before, but like they were like, it was more like in my head, like I was fatigued. Or even matches I've won, it was harder for me. Because I was fatigued easy because I was worried about the guy rather than myself. You know, my capabilities, my skill set. But, yeah, bro, I used to think long and hard about people, bro. I used to bump into, because it's super, super crowded when you're getting ready to go for a wrestling match. So I'm bumping into people in the crowd. I'm like whistling myself, sorry. Because in my head, if I'm a nice person, God, I kid you not, bro. I'm really, really thinking like this. Every person I bumped with you, I'm saying sorry. Everything, bro.
Be like, hey, bro, take a dollar, go to the vending machine, go to the snack bar.
It was always before, I was trying to be the nicest person, everything.
Hell no.
That's how much in my head I was, bro. Yeah. It's hard. Bro, it's really, really hard to believe.
And that's why I say we got to protect our peace, right? Because when you get into those super, like, thinking like that, like, you get lost in thought, it can become very chaotic. It's not calmness. You know, now I'm antsy. I'm a little nervous. You know, I'm edgy. You know what I'm saying? And that's why it's like I'm always trying to just dial back. You know, if something crazy happened, I'm damn okay. I accept it. You know what I'm saying? Look at the situation. How can I move forward? You know? I always try to get back to a level of calmness because it just keeps me grounded and I can better execute whatever I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? As long as I'm in a calm state. Yeah. Like test taking back test in school. Taking. I used to be super anxious and like, damn, why am I going to fail? You know, all these thoughts going through your head, you know what I'm saying? And it just be like, you would mess yourself up because you so like, nervous and anxious, like you're not calm.
I kid you not. How many tests I've probably sat there and studied for like 3 weeks. There was one time I tested. I studied for 3 weeks straight. God knew I ain't answer a question. I didn't know what the answers were.
Nah,
at all. I'm just sitting there. What was this? I'm looking around. That's when I started trying to cheat.
Hey, I used to cheat all the time on my tests.
I'm looking for my fold. I'm trying harder to take my fold now than actually think what I studied.
Nah, for real, bro. I used to cheat on tests, too. But, yeah, bro, like, it's so important just to have that, like, mental calmness. You know what I'm saying? It's so important for that. Because it's like nowadays, like we were saying, everybody around here today walking around with, like, some kind of anxiety.
Yeah.
Some kind of level of depression. It's really, like, not a lot of peace going on. So it's like, for me, that's a big thing, man. You got to be somewhere like where you can stay level. You know what I'm saying?
Because it's hard to, I don't want to, this is like controversial, but I think a lot of people aren't actually quote unquote depressed or have a quote unquote anxiety. I think they're just scared. Well, we talked about this with fear, like people having fear and they don't know how to find that peace. Because everybody gonna have voices in their head. Everybody does. But they hear those voices and they're like, okay, I'm diagnosed. I'm gonna self-diagnose myself. I'm depressed. Yeah. That's not always the case.
Nah, and I feel that, man, because it's easy. That's almost like a cop-out. It's used as a cop-out.
Yeah.
Oh, just say this. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody else is dealing with this. And it's like, no. That, and, you know, we got to be able to check ourselves, too. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, my next question, right, is how do you protect your peace when you the one that's causing a problem? You know what I'm saying? Meaning, like, you doing stuff that you know you shouldn't be doing. But it's like, it's causing you so much chaos. You know what I'm saying? Like avoiding a deal with yourself. You know what I'm saying? You just study running from the problem using, oh, I just got anxiety real big as a cop-out. But it's like, what's causing that? You know what I'm saying? Digging deeper into that. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, I'm a real big advocate for journaling, right? When I write stuff out, like say if it was a crazy day and I'm writing this out and I'm like, damn, do I got the problem? You know, I ask myself some questions, like, to keep myself accountable. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes when you causing a problem, you don't want to admit that. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to admit that because it's accountability there. And, you know, we did the episode about accountability already, but it's like, you got to be able to admit that, because on the other side of that is the peace of admitting you the one that's causing the problem. You know what I mean? I'm going to ask you this. Do you think... Oh, damn. Had a dummy attack real quick. Do you think that we'll ever live in a peaceful world?
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying? Because the world is full of chaos. You know what I'm saying? Especially, like, in today's times, like, everything is just so chaotic. Do you think we'll ever, like, get, like, world peace?
I don't know so much on a world peace. I don't want to get too
political. Let's go society.
Well, let's go neighborhood. No, but we've talked about it before. Somebody said something. We might have talked about it in a different podcast. How everybody's weak nowadays. Weak-minded nowadays. We talked about this podcast. People don't have their peace. They're anxious. They're anxiety. They have voices going in their head. I think the longer we have social media, the longer people have validation for their actions. You know, they have, well, they're trying to create validation for their actions. They're lying to themselves. As long as people lie to themselves, they're never going to find that inner peace or that zen, because people will do something and try harder to find an excuse for it. Just like I go back to myself. Let's say I'm performing, right? Let's say I'm competing. I lose. I know. I like going back to myself. I ain't trying.
No, but that's good, though. You know what I'm saying? It's a real example.
Let's say I compete, right? And it's a good first minute, first 3 minutes or whatever. Next round comes. I start to lose. Or I'm starting to lose. Things are getting harder. I'm starting to fatigue. Voice going on my head. And I start to quit.
Yeah.
You can tell someone's starting to quit. They start laying down. It's like, whatever. You can see it in their face right away. I can see. I used to quit a lot. So now I can tell right away when someone's quitting. They're like, oh, he's not quitting. Yeah, he's quitting. But it's because of that mindset. They're starting to fatigue. They're starting to quit because they're saying it's harder than I thought it was going to be. When I first came in, I thought I prepared. I thought it was going to be easy to do this. But a lot of people aren't willing to push that next step when it gets hard.
That's real.
When it gets painful. You're at that point, you're looking at everybody else. When you know you lost or you know you're in pain and you know it's hard, especially when you're in a crowded environment with a society, you're going to find an excuse on why this happened. So let's say... I keep going back to competing. But let's say I'm competing. I'm losing. I know I lost. Guy got his right hand raised. I'm already thinking of built-in excuse why I lost. Oh, I should have prepared better. Oh, my cardio wasn't good enough. Oh, I wish I did this. I wish I did that. Knowing that you definitely did all the steps you could have did, but it was more your mental. You quit. You weren't willing to push the extra step. Now, a lot of people are like that.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't willing to go for that hard. A lot of people, you know, David Goggins. They think a lot of the stuff he does is impossible. You know, he preaches go for the hard, even if it's painful, keep pushing, keep pushing, keep pushing. And we're lifting weights all the time. We're pushing, we keep going, you know what I'm saying? But when we bring somebody else in here and they start for their first time, they have built-in excuses automatically. That, oh, yeah. I haven't lifted in a while. Yeah. Oh, a year ago I hurt my shoulder. It's recovered now. Yeah. But I hurt my shoulder. Yeah. I'm not big as y'all, so I can't lift like y'all. No one said to lift like us.
Yeah.
But they're trying That's harder true. To find excuses mm-hmm. rather than actually lock in when a moment is tough and push through it.
Yeah.
And I think if as long as we're not able to do that, and that applies for anything, as long as we're not able to do that, I don't think we'll ever have that peace, that inner peace. I don't know about world peace, like world hunger and things.
Yeah, but I ain't gonna say world peace,
but peace like that. Peace of society. I don't think anybody will ever have that peace because everybody's judging.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy with themselves. They can't look in the mirror and say, "I'm happy with myself. I'm happy about the things I've done and where I'm going in life." A lot of people can't do that.
Nah.
And they see that 1%. They'll see that social media influencers, or they'll see that super, super rich guy that talks all the time on a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Us? No, but they'll see that and they'll assume that, okay, this dude is better than me. I'll never make it to that point. I can't do it. And when we tell people, let's say we tell people about a podcast or a YouTube, or we're trying to get big on this, they'll say, okay, like we talk about support. Some people won't support it. Some people will tell us things that why it won't work. They can't wait to tell why it won't work, knowing they never did it themselves. They never did it themselves or seated themselves in it.
Or stepped out to do something.
Or stepped out to do it. And people are afraid to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that just goes, as long as we're not able to step forward on that step when we're scared, when we have fear, or push through that pain or hardship, we'll never have a peaceful society.
Yeah. And I just to touch on that, I think people got to start dealing with themselves. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And stop the comparison to other people. That's so true. Like, because back, you know, I was trying to get into the military, took the test, and I'm failing this test, but I'm watching everybody else who, like, really don't even want it that bad pass. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I'm watching them pass. So it's like, damn, like, you know, I'm studying like, damn, this is just too hard or whatever, but I'm not doing nothing to pass the test. I'm not studying. You know what I'm saying? You can't use a calculator or whatever. Like, I'm not, like, brushing up on my math, learning certain formulas or whatever. So I can be successful. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just was giving up. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, man, giving that up. Shit. You know what I'm saying? And it took me to finally pass that test for me just to, like, be done with the whole, like, wanting to go to the military thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, once I passed the test and they told me I still couldn't go because I ain't take it at MEPS or whatever. I took it at an armory, a National Guard armory, whatever. I was at peace with it. You know what I'm saying? Because I actually knew I put the work in to be successful on the test. And, I actually passed. You know what I'm saying? But saying that to say, like, I had to stop making excuses and start the process to be able to be successful to pass the test. You know what I'm saying? It's just making excuses. Oh, that shit hard. Or, you know, this ain't this. Like, just coming up with all these ideas to not put the work in. Right. You know what I'm saying? Oh, this boring. You know, I don't need to do this. I'm not good at it. Just when you do that, you just give up before you even get started. And it really brought me peace when I did pass the damn test. You know what I'm saying? Because I put in the work. You know what I'm saying? I put in the work to do it. And I feel like the longer people in society just run from themselves, because there's so many vices out here, like, you know, oh, you dealing with this, take this, or drink this, or, you know, all that kind of shit. Like, you got to stop running from you, you know what I mean? And it's a hard thing to do. Like, the hardest battle in life is the war with self, you know what I'm saying?
It's the people that's around them as well, because some people, let's say you're overweight. Let's say you're overweight, and you say, you know in yourself that you want to lose weight. I want to lose weight. I don't feel good about myself. But you got a friend group that say, oh, you beautiful. You look good enough. You don't got to change yourself.
Yeah.
Now, that's changing
that your outlook. False validation.
Yeah, it's false validation, bro. And then people, now they're confused. Now they're conflicted. Maybe I don't have to lose weight, but I really, really want to.
Yeah.
And now that's a battle all in itself.
Yeah.
You'll never find peace that way.
Nah, you really got to be careful of the company you keep. You know what I'm saying?
That's why I like, tell it how it is. Don't lie. Don't sugarcoat it.
Yeah.
Tell me how it is. I'd rather you tell me all my failures than just tell me everything I did good.
Yeah.
That's why I always say when we post something or something's going on, I say, what's wrong with it? What we could do better, you know?
Right.
What can we improve with it?
Yeah.
And then everybody be like, oh, it's fine. It looks good enough. No, it's not fine because it can be better.
Yeah.
There's always something wrong that can be improved.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather people tell me that all the time rather than they just tell me.
Yeah.
Not that I don't want people to not be positive, which is fine, but I think giving me positive critique it's better than just giving me positive vibes.
Yeah, because you can always improve.
I don't need to feel better. I don't need to feel good all the time. Yeah. I'd rather if you tell me something I did wrong, I can improve on it, and I'll feel better myself that I got that right.
Yeah.
I fixed it rather than you just sugarcoat and I know within myself that something's wrong.
Nah, I feel that 100%, man, because a lot of times people just like, I want that false validation, you know, even if it's ass. And it's like, nah, like, I need to learn so I can do better. You know what I'm saying? I need to know what I messed up on, you know, all that kind of stuff. But that's a big thing. Like, a lot of people don't want that. So they do surround themselves with people who handicap them mentally. You know what I'm saying? And they just stay in that same level of thinking. You know, there's no elevation there, you know?
Yeah.
And that's why I like on our workouts and shit like that. The way we push each other to keep going, like, you got it, mm-hmm. just, like, do this better, do this, you know what I'm saying? You tell me the thing, like, especially, like, in sparring, like, you tell me, like, my mess-ups, what I can do better, which is, you know, I appreciate that because it's, like, now I can grow, now I can work this, let me focus on this, you know what I'm saying? Let me tackle this. So, yeah, I feel like that's the only way we'll be able to achieve that. Like, if everybody starts to work on themselves and stop looking for outside validation. You know what I'm saying?
They want everybody to like a certain thing. They wear a certain type of shoes. Do you like my shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like my shoes? I'm going to post it. You think they'll like my shoes? Yeah. I'm going to wear shoes. I don't care what people say.
Exactly.
I like it.
You comfortable with it. You at peace with that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get to a level of peace with yourself, man. And it's super big, man. We got to protect our peace. We can't let people come in and just... with they rainy clouds, you know what I'm saying? You know, a lot of people like to, like, just bring their negativity on the YouTube. Or they don't want to see you doing good because they not doing good. You know what I'm saying? They not at a certain level. So you got to protect yourself from that. You know what I'm saying? Because your peace is everything, man. Peace is everything.
All right. Quote of the week.
Quote of the week, man. We back with it.
All right.
What you got for us?
Hopefully I don't stutter this time. I be stuttering. Sorry, every week I stutter.
I had a dummy moment too, man. It happens.
Every week I stutter.
It happens.
I ain't mess up this week though.
All right. Let's get it.
Keeping your peace means realizing not every battle is worth fighting, and not every opinion deserves your energy.
Yeah, I like that, man. Because I be so big on telling people, like, I'm throwing them out there. My uncle. He want to come back every single thing, bro. And it's always a problem. It's just like, it don't even be shit. He think he got to check every little thing. Like, no, you got to check, you know, just aggression, aggression, aggression. But it's like, that don't get you nowhere. It's the victory is not worth losing your peace of mind.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Arguing with whoever you arguing with, saying some crazy shit that you can't take back. Like, fuck that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm so big on, oh, okay, that's on you. That's, you got to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? I don't feel nothing. And I had to learn that myself, bro, because prime example, right? I got fired from work for like 3 weeks. The guy, the manager dude lied on me. Like, said the first thing in the report was...
They always say they lie. It's always so. There's two sides to one story.
He be lying on me, too. You know, I don't want to put him out there. But anyway, he lied in the report and said the first thing I said when I got in the office was I didn't hit anything. I drive trucks. The back end of my trailer ripped these glad hands off of a trailer I didn't even know I made contact with.
Yeah.
So they bring me in the office. Dude up there, he like, were you shifting in the yard on Monday? I'm like, yeah, I was shifting in the yard. He's like, is there anything you going to tell us? I'm like, shit. I say, minus the rain. And this is what I tell him, bro. I say, minus the rain, I had a good day.
He was like, you want to tell us?
You sure it's nothing you don't want
to
tell us?
Thank you to Chick-fil-A. Yeah.
Right, you feel me?
Thank you to Donuts.
So he like,
it wasn't my fault.
He like, you sure it's nothing you want to tell us? I say, nah. Like, I had a decent day. You know what I'm saying? Minus being in the yard. He like, you sure it's nothing you want to tell us? He asked me a third time. I'm like, well, I ain't hit nothing if that's what you trying to ask me. He said, well, I ain't say you hit nothing. I said, well, tell me what I'm up here for. You beating around the bush. Then he shows me the video. They got surveillance, you know what I'm saying? And you see me make contact with the trailer, but I didn't know it. I kept went to my turn,
bagged back,
parked the trailer, and that was it. I was out. So I didn't know I did.
They thought you did it on purpose?
Unreported. Oh. So I'm like, I didn't get out one time and like, damn, did I hit anything? Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't do that. So in the video, you just see me bagged back. Unhook and I'm out. You know what I'm saying? So I told him, I said, oh, damn, if I did the shit, I did it. Charge him with the accident. You know what I'm saying? oh, well, now it's being treated as an unreported accident. We're going to put you out of service until further notice. So I'm like, all right, cool. Gave my ID. They called me back up there the next day, and then that's when they fired me for, like, basically saying I knew I did it. Okay, whatever. You know? In my mind, bro, I'm like, all right, when we get to the, because now I'm in the union, so we got to go to the little arbitration or whatever. Yeah. We go there. And the union reps is there, but they scared to death. They like, oh, this looks bad because, you know, the first thing you said when you went up there was, I didn't hit anything. I said, that's false. You know, and I explained it to him like I just explained it to y'all. So they come in, and the manager guy reads off that shit, and I tell them that ain't true, and I tell them again. And they ask, dude, was it true? And he like, yeah, he did say that, you know, and all this shit. So it's like, boom. That's how I got my job back. Because it's like, you lying. You know what I'm saying? Well, that wasn't the first thing I said. You just study asking me this question over, like, you beating around the bush. But anyway, fast forward. I tried my best to hold a grudge against that dude every time I seen him. But I'm such a nice dude. Like, I be speaking to everybody. So it's like, I accidentally speak to him. Because it's like, there's no way I can just bring that anger back.
Yeah.
From, like, all the way back then, like, to now. Like, it'd be crazy. But I had to get over that, bro, like, because I was purposely trying to, like, be mad when I saw this dude. Like, I wanted to argue with him. I wanted to do all this shit. And I was like, for what? I'm making myself angry when I see him so I can, like,
You see him.
Yeah, I want you to, like, yeah, that, fuck that, is right there. I wanted him to feel that because, like, you lied on me. But it's like, that's you. You know what I'm saying? But I'm saying that to say when you indulge in shit that really, the victory ain't nothing. He already looked like a fool when I got my job back when you, when he first said, is this true? Did he say that? And he said, yeah. That should have been it. But I wanted to keep it going. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was going to win some money. The victory wasn't shit. It wasn't worth it. And I was messing up my own peace of mind because every time I see him, oh, I got to be angry. And it's, boy, that's unnatural. I can't just, like, be mad. Oh, I'm back happy. Like, no, it don't work like that. So it took for him to ride. He gave me a ride-along, safety ride-along.
You in the car with him?
That's when I got over. We had a great conversation in that truck that day. He was with me the whole first, like, whole hour. Yeah, I'm in there trying, but I'm putting on all of the craziest Kevin Gates I got. And
I can't wait for him to say
I'm turning that shit up. You know what I'm saying? I want to blast
it. Don't like it. I can't wait for him to say
right. Man, we end up having to, I just let that shit go. Like, I realized I was the problem. He's already been exposed for the liar he was at that time. I ain't going to say he's just a liar in life. But in that moment, he was already exposed. That was my victory. You know what I'm saying? But I was too, like, blind to see that. I wanted to, like, every time I see you, like, you lied on me. But it's like,
you lied on me.
For what? Why am I indulging in this? I'm purposely trying to make myself mad. So certain shit just ain't worth it, bro. Like, leave that shit alone. Leave that shit alone. It's not worth your peace.
Grudge, revenge.
It's not worth your peace. So I really like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was a good quote.
I really like that.
That's cool. I mean, I feel like before, I was definitely a person that held grudges. Not one thing I do has my saving grace, not to people that's outside my family. I hold grudges to my family. Like, my brother or someone say something, I'll be getting mad. Like that. I mean, funny, we seen, I mean, Wing Gear is a perfect example. If y'all see our workout vlogs, they argue every single day. But they're not necessarily like that to anybody else. You know what I'm saying? That's more of a family thing, so I don't think it's the same way. But once we start this content journey, I kind of, like, I told you just before when we first started that we're going to have to, like, it's more like we signed ourselves up for this. Like, we're going to have to accept criticism. People might not like what we're doing. They might have a grudge, or they might say things that your stuff isn't going to work. You just have to just ignore that. You know, that's not going to help you because if they're not doing it, you're probably on the right track. If they're saying you can't do it, you're probably on the right track. If people don't believe that this is possible, you're probably on the right track. You know, I don't want to take, not advice, because I can take advice from a lot of people, and I think a lot of advice is good, but critique, I don't take too much critique. Well,
from
I do
people
because
who
I
not doing
or
stuff.
People that,
I feel that
aren't in the position where I want to be or have a vision. Maybe they're not at that point, but they have a vision similar to us of some greater. You know what I'm saying? So if they don't have that, if they're just sitting there doing the same thing every day, they don't have no motivation like that, I'm not going to take advice from you.
Because
where is that going to get me? Why is your opinion so big? Why is your opinion so great? If they say something like, maybe your quality is bad, okay, I get it better. But I'm not going to take anything they say to heart.
yeah, and like give up.
And I think that's our saving grace, because now that we do content, I used to be super, super scared of dishing stuff out. I told you before, mm-hmm. just dishing stuff out. I was nervous. But I mean, now I don't really care. I'm getting something out. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't care what people say. Maybe the video, not, I'm going to try to make it as best as possible. But you know, like, especially those vlogs,
for sure.
I don't mind posting something that makes fun of myself. Mm-hmm. Not no super crazy stuff, but like just our regular vlogs. If we're talking about each other, I say my legs skinny, my calves skinny.
Right.
Don't look at my calves.
School, man. We're going to Dr. Miami. We're finna get a CCL.
Oh, he said,
Caucasian calf lift. We're going to have the biggest calves known to man. You know what I'm saying?
Man, he said,
we starting to go funny.
I felt it. I felt the glasses.
You felt the judgment.
It appeased.
He did. I seen that. You know, our cameraman, he got like great calves.
I gotta go to it apiece. They strong. It's the outlook of it. They might be skinny, but they got power.
They got power.
But yeah, I mean, we just have to. It's just that content journey. Now it's like I'm not afraid to dish stuff mm-hmm. out. I have that peace of mind. Like, okay, I got something out.
Mm-hmm.
It looks good. I'm not afraid of posting something that looks iffy on my part. Because everybody, when they post something, they're like, oh, it has to be the best point ever. Right. I'm willing to post something. I failed in a weight. I'm trying to pick someone. I fail. I'm like, oh, that's too heavy. I can't do it. I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
That's when people start texting at me. They're like, so you don't? I thought you liked doing it. You don't like doing it when they seen our videos mm-hmm. because they seen. I complain every day. Well, I'll be complaining
every day,
but I get it done
every day.
That don't stop me from getting stuff done. But I complain every day. You know, just because I say something don't mean I ain't gonna do it. Actions speak louder mm-hmm. than words. You know?
So and that, even that's
if I, yeah,
my that's fault. Big, bro. My bad. I just
no, like, no. You straight.
We be complaining, but we get that shit done. You know what I'm saying?
And we put weight on. And yeah. as it gets on, it gets more yeah. intense. You know, especially hell squam. Yeah. We might not want to go on it like that. I feel tired today.
Yeah.
We getting that. We getting good working every single time. It ain't been a bad day yet, you know. Unless it was like some super, super short day. Even in super short days, maybe we can't do what we regularly do. We'll just do a circuit. Let's get something better. Yeah. Let's get some working, you know.
Get that sweat.
Don't think it's just for the cameras.
We definitely really get the work in. You know what I'm saying? I almost had another black eye, but it wasn't. It hit more on a outside. I don't even know why
you two black like eyes that. In a full year. Okay, congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I was gonna help you with your CCL surgery, but fuck all that. He gonna try to give me a black eye during my birthday week. It's crazy.
That was crazy. It was literally like 1 second.
I had to go to the trunk. You know what that means? You know what I'm saying?
Mean?
Just saying. I say let them do it again.
I think we got some police officers.
You know, gonna start flying in here. I said, let him hit me like that
don't
again.
Be a Some statistic. Fly. Don't be a statistic. Don't be another statistic, Eric.
I ain't worried about it. But yeah, man, that was a good quote, though, man. Every argument is not worth it.
No, it's not.
It's
not. Because it won't get you nowhere.
Yeah, keep your peace, man. Keep your peace, bro. It's
you
not
You know,
worth
when
it.
We first started recording and you asked me that question, I didn't know what inner peace was. But I think now I'm starting to get closer to feeling some type of peace. Yeah. Or maybe I already have peace.
I think you do,
or
man.
Better handle the way you handle it.
I feel like you do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you a calm guy. You don't be like chaotic. You know what I'm saying? Like, something go wrong. Like, you losing the Instagram thing.
Yeah.
You made peace with it and was starting another one.
Yeah, oh, that was it.
You
that
know
hurt.
What I'm saying?
That
like, hurt. Granted, you got it back. But you accepted it for what it
I
was.
I started posting another page.
It's just like, yeah, okay, how we going to move forward? I think you do have a level of peace, zen that you get to. It may start off chaotic just because, like, you're a big thinker. You know what I'm saying? But I think you do get to the grounded level where you can just maneuver. You know what I'm saying?
I think I got better at, like, problem solving. Not just because a lot of people, when they have a lot of those voices in their head, like I say all the time, I still have them.
Yeah.
But it's the outlook of it. It's the outlook of how you see it. It's either I can crash, it's like it's failed, I'm just going to wait, or I can't do nothing, I'm going to stop posting.
Yeah.
It's over. Let me just do something else. Or you can adjust. We adjust. I say adjustment all the time.
What else is the biggest thing you taught me
we adjust.
In sparring?
We adjust.
Adjust.
So even, that's why I said that mindset. So even when I was younger and I was wrestling, I used to fail because I wasn't able to adjust or adapt or have a different outlook of it.
Yeah.
Now I have a different outlook of it. In my mind, I've been through the hardest things ever already. These last 3 weeks, I've been through the hardest things ever. I've experienced getting knocked out. I experienced getting submitted. I experienced getting fatigued. I experienced getting thrown up in the middle of the ring, you know, already in my head. So once I'm out there, what's the worst that can happen? If I try my hardest, okay, I try my hardest. If I don't try my hardest, I lost. Now I'm going to regret. Everything's going to go to shit, you know. Now I have a better outlook of it. Maybe that's my way of handling peace.
Yeah.
Even this, you know.
That's good stuff.
Instagram, adjust it, post it on other platforms. We talked about it. How can we get more subscribers?
Mm-hmm.
How can we push out our brand? All that type of stuff. I mean, obviously, we got our Instagram back, but it's that adjustment factor.
Yeah.
Because
not dwelling on the loss.
Not dwelling, yeah.
What can I do to change this situation, you know what I'm saying, to get a better result?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I think you do. You have to have a level of peace to do that. You know what I'm saying? You got to get back, because if not, you'll just be that,
mm-hmm.
oh, damn, it's over. You know what I'm saying? You letting your emotions take over at that point, you know?
I'm not going to take too long on this, but I think a good outlook of finding good inner peace
mm-hmm.
is realizing what you care about. Like, knowing how much do you care about this. Like,
mm-hmm.
for example, like, I lost Instagram. That's where most of the traction was coming from. Mm-hmm. I was explaining all the time, because those are people yeah. I know already, and that's why I'm posting a lot. That's why I started posting before mm-hmm. the YouTube. So when I lost that, I'm like, oh my God, it's a heavy hit. That's like devastating.
Yeah.
But how much do I care about this?
Mm-hmm.
How bad do I care about this? I thought about in the long run.
About the bigger picture.
It's just one Instagram account. It's not like the YouTube is gone, the other platforms are gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I care about it a lot. So let's figure out how can we dish it out? How can we improve? How can we get more volume out if we don't have Instagram?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that applies to everything. I go back to fighting. I keep going back to this shit. But how bad do I care about it? All those weeks of preparation, all that cutting, mm-hmm. How bad do I care about it to just go half effort and lose because my mindset has quit?
Yeah.
You know, or my body has quit, or I'm tired.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much I cared about it. Know what you care about and how bad do you want it? That's where we started. How bad do you want it?
How bad do you want it? That's so true. That's going to be the fuel to your drive. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? You got to, how bad you want it? Keep showing up. All right, man. That was good. That was a good conversation. Yeah,
it started off a little rocky.
A little shaky. Nah, this one. But definitely, man, appreciate y'all for tuning in. This is episode 5.
Like,
comment, protect your peace, man.
Protect your peace.
Yes, sir. Peace. Calm state of mind. So it's like, for me, like, meditation brings me peace. You know what I'm saying? That's something that I can do, like, that keeps me
I get what you're saying.
He always called at the wrong time. Damn, I shouldn't even think about that shit. But yeah, man. Fuck.